Next month marks the 15th year that the U.S. has been at war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and each of the 2.5 million men and women who have served in the conflicts have a story to tell. Helping those service members discover, shape, and share their stories is the focus of our series this morning, Off the Base, with WUSF's Bobby O'Brien.
Storytelling is woven into the very fabric of our lives, from childhood storybooks to Facebook posts, and everyone likes to share a good story.
While I was pursuing my degree at Columbia University, I was exposed to storytelling as a business tool.
That's Matt Fetterman, who earned an MA in organizational psychology from Columbia. There, he learned everyone has a defining story, and the common threads connect us. Matt's story is set on the parade deck of the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in Kings Point, New York.
When I was a freshman or a plebe at the academy, I remember raising my right hand. I took my oath on Saturday. I swore into the Navy. And on Tuesday morning, I was marching a section to class. I saw one of my friends running at me and pointing behind my section, saying they just flew a plane into the World Trade Center. I didn't believe him. I kept marching the section. All of a sudden, I started seeing more and more people looking over the water to New York City. We halted the platoon, looked over the horizon, and one of the World Trade Centers was smoking. Unbelievable. Couldn't believe it. Didn't know it was actually an attack. Until we saw the second plane fly into the Trade Center right behind it.
From that Saturday to Tuesday, those were the only 3 days out of 15 years of Matt's service that the U.S. has not been at war.
It's a long time, and it's very tiring. And I think that we are all tired.
Matt volunteered to serve in Afghanistan in 2010, as did his twin brother Mark, also an engineer and graduate of the Merchant Marine Academy. Here's Mark.
Before we had gone to Afghanistan, a good friend of mine and Matt's, who went to college with us, he was shot and killed in Afghanistan. Shortly after we found ourselves in country, another one of our friends was dead. This time he had stepped on a landmine. Knowing this is part of my story makes me believe that other veterans have stories to tell. And in their stories, there's lessons.
What lesson did you learn?
You're not alone. When you come from a unit where you sleep next to somebody that's maybe 6 inches away, shoulder to shoulder, every day doing everything with them, and when you transition back home away from the battlefield, you feel alone. I know when I got home, I was not transitioned back with a unit, and I found myself living in a hotel room for 3 weeks by myself, drinking too much, making some bad decisions, but I was not alone, and that's where I got the knock on my door from my brother saying, hey, let's get back to doing what we were doing.
So like his brother, Mark Fetterman went back to college. He earned a master's of business at the University of Southern California. Last fall, they both moved to Tampa to be closer to family and start the Homefront Foundation, a nonprofit set up to help teach service members, veterans, and first responders storytelling as a tool for coping and outreach.
Just like Matt, I was a skeptic, didn't think storytelling had anything to do with me as a person, but it had so much to do with it. And when I finally learned how to tell my story and felt comfortable, get past that vulnerable stage, I found it was relieving.
The Fetterman brothers hope to bring that same relief to others and create a bond with the community. Unwritten Letters is their first workshop in Tampa. Veterans from all service branches and some first responders have signed up. Matt and then Mark explain.
This is not a theatrical performance. This is a story.
I think what they're going to really see when they start to hear these stories come out is the value in these individuals and the value they can bring back to their communities again.
And they want all people, even those with no military connections, to attend the community event when their stories are shared. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
And you can attend their first free community event called Unwritten Letters on Saturday, August 27th at the USF Theater 2 in Tampa.